My husband and I love having anal sex with our children. My name is Abby. I'm 26 years old, and I have long black hair, a slim but slightly curvy figure with big, huge, natural breasts. They are as plump as watermelons and hang down almost to my waist. My husband loves playing with them, and so do I. Alan is a year older than me, with short dark hair, a fit body, and a firm 7-inch dick. Currently, we were engaged in our nightly family activity in the living room. Alan was on the couch with our 8-year-old son Joel on his lap. Alan's erect dick was sliding into his son's tight little lubed up butt while they were exchanging kisses. And 6-year-old Emily was sitting next to me on the adjacent couch, sucking on my massive boobs. We exposed the kids to sex early by always being nude at home and letting them watch if Alan and I had sex. We never forced them into anything, and we encourage their young, curious minds and only engage in sex acts with them if they initiate it. Mommy, will I have huge boobs like yours when I grow up? Little Emily asked. I smiled at her and stroked her hair and said, "Of course, sweetheart. My mom has huge, natural boobs, and so did her mom, and I'm sure you will, too." Just then, the doorbell rang. I got up and answered the door, completely naked with my huge breasts on full display. My big boobs were bouncing and swaying as I walked towards the door. I wouldn't normally answer the door this way, but this time I was expecting special visitors. So I opened up the door and welcomed in to Alan's parents. As soon as the kids saw them, they shouted, "Grandma! Grandma!" almost in unison. "Hi, sweeties," Grandma replied. They both started stripping off their clothes as soon as I shut the door.
"Sorry for being late, sweetie,"
Alan's father said as he took off his shirt. Alan's father was named Jim. He was 47 and in decent shape for his age, with slightly gray hair. He pulled down his shorts to reveal an already erect 8-inch penis. He gripped it with one hand and started stroking it while offering me a hug with the other outstretched hand.
"It's so good to see you again, Abby,"
he said as he pulled me close so that my huge breasts squished into him.
"I've been looking forward to having sex with the kids since we last visited,"
Jim said as he headed over to the couch to join Alan and Joel. I turned to Alan's mom, Melania, who was down to just her bra. "Here, let me help you with that," I said as I stood behind her unhooking the bra. Alan's mom was 46 and was very sexy for her age. She had long black hair, a delightfully curvy figure, and a pair of massive natural breasts even bigger than mine. After unhooking the bra, I slid the straps off her shoulders, and she pulled it off and threw it to the floor. "Ah, freedom," she sighed as she turned around to hug me. Our huge boobs were squished together, and she held me tight. She stepped back and looked me up and down before reaching out and fondling my huge breasts. My goodness, how these things just seem to keep on growing. "You'll be even bigger than me soon," Melania said with a laugh. "Alan would be happy to hear that," I replied as I headed back to the other couch with Alan's mom holding my hand. Jim headed over to the couch where 8-year-old Joel was having anal sex with Alan.
"Hey, buddy. Having fun with your dad?"
Jim asked as he sat down next to the pair while still holding his heart erection.
Yeah, Joel blurted out. I can take Dad's whole penis in my butt now, he continued as he bounced up and down on his father's rock-hard dick.
Wow, sweetie, I'm so proud of you, Jim said.
Then he leaned forward and gave Joel a sweet but intimate kiss.
Have you guys been practicing?
Jim asked his son as he leaned back against the couch while stroking his big, hard grandpa dick.
Every night, isn't that right, buddy?
Alan asked his son, who nodded proudly. And I sat back down on the other couch with Alan's mom. Come and sit in Grandma's lap, sweetie. We can play with my huge boobs, Millennia said to little Emily. Alan's mom scooped up Emily and placed her on her lap, facing her. Grandma's huge, heavy breasts were front and center, and Emily wasted no time reaching out and groping at the massive mammaries, letting out little giggles as she squeezed her grandma's enormous boobs. So, how's retirement going for you two? I asked as I cupped and squeezed my own huge breasts.
Oh, it's great! We found some swinger friends who brought us to some all-ages orgies. Jim's had his dick up so many little boys' butts lately, and I just love watching while playing with my huge boobs, you know.
My mother-in-law told me. Emily was now suckling on each of her grandma's big breasts in turn while fondling them and squeezing them.
Some of the women I've met introduced me to the pleasure of having sex with dogs and horses also, she said casually.
Wow, really? I asked wide-eyed, somewhat shocked, but also intrigued as I squeezed my breasts harder.
Sure, it's great. Getting fucked by a dog feels wonderful, and just last week I jacked off a horse and he blasted me with so much hot cum.
Well, that sounds like something that I need to try. Can you introduce me to these new animal friends of yours? I asked my mother-in-law.
Sure, sweetheart. You'll love it, Millennia said, and then gave me a deep, passionate kiss.
We kissed her a while as Emily played with her grandma's giant boobs. After which, I asked Emily, Sweetie, do you want to show Grandma how you fist my butthole? Emily stopped suckling on her grandma's huge breasts and sat up excitedly.
Yes!
She said as she hopped off Millennia's lap. I got down on all fours. My huge breasts were hanging down and Emily grabbed a nearby bottle of anal lube and squirted it down my ass crack and all over her hand. Grandma got off the couch and knelt beside us while squeezing her own huge breasts. Emily balled up her hand into a fist and pressed it against my slippery butthole and pushed into her little wrist. She was smiling at her grandma as she pressed in further until she was all the way up to her elbow, making me moan and groan.
Good job, sweetheart. I think I might need a turn next after your mommy, Grandma said to Emily.
Alan was gently holding his son's hips as he gently sodomized the boy.
Can I have some more lube, Daddy?
Joel said as he stopped writing momentarily.
Sure thing, buddy. Can you hand me that bottle on the side table there, Dad?
Alan asked his father as he motioned to the side of the couch. Jim grabbed the bottle and opened it while Joel dismounted his dad's erection. Alan looked over at his dad's rock-hard dick and asked his son,
Do you want to have anal sex with Grandpa now?
Yeah, Dad has a really big penis. I want to see how much of it will fit up my butt,
the little boy said excitedly. Joel's grandpa laughed as he began to pour the lube on his own tall erection.
It's big, but your daddy was taking it with his butt when he was your age,
Jim told his grandson. The boy got in position, straddling his grandpa's legs, and then Jim pressed the swollen head of his penis at the entrance to his 8-year-old grandson's butthole. As Joel sat down on the hard shaft and it slid into his anus fairly easily, having been previously worked open by his dad's hard dick and assisted by a fresh coating of lube.
Oh, yeah. That feels so good, sweetie.
Grandpa sighed as Joel's tight butthole slid down his huge erection.
Give your grandpa some kisses,
he said as he gently placed one hand on his grandson's back and with his other hand gently stroked Joel's little 3-inch penis. His grandson leaned forward and pressed his lips to his grandpa's, and they sensually kissed each other, while Joel slid up and down his grandpa's huge erection.
You're doing such a good job, buddy,
Alan said as he stroked his own penis.
I'm gonna go check on your mommy while you have fun with grandpa.
Okay, honey, you can pull your arm out of my butthole now, I said to Emily, who obeyed, leaving my anus slightly gaping. Just then my husband walked over. His hard erection was pointing out and bouncing slightly as he walked.
Hey, honey, how about some anal sex?
He offered as he laid down next to me. That sounds perfect. Emily just stretched my butthole with her little arm, I said as I mounted him, easily taking his hard penis into my asshole, and I started to ride him. Next to us, Grandma asked Emily for a deep anal fisting, and Alan's mom got down on all fours. Her massive breasts were so huge that they touched the floor. Little Emily looped up her fist again and started working it into Grandma's butthole, which made her moan with pleasure. For several minutes, I just rode my husband's cock anally, but after that ass-stretching that Emily had given me, my butt wasn't satisfied by just one penis. I looked over at the couch where Joel was sitting, still having anal sex with his grandpa while kissing.
Hey, Jim, I shouted. I'm in the mood for some double anal penetration. Can you come and join us?
Alan's dad whispered something in Joel's ear that made the boy giggle, and he dismounted his grandpa's huge dick, and Jim came right over and poured some lube on his hard cock and got into position behind me. Give me 2 hard dicks in my butt, I said, as he pressed the head of his rock-hard penis right up against his own son's dick. He pressed forward until his penis entered my butthole, and at that moment, I was being sodomized by 2 hard dicks of father and son. I leaned forward and pressed my huge, sweaty boobs into my husband's chest, and just then Joel appeared in front of me, stroking his little 3-inch dick.
Hi, Mommy. Do you want to suck on my penis?
He playfully offered. I'd love to, sweetheart. Thank you, I said as I wrapped my lips around my son's beautiful, tiny penis and sucked on it affectionately like his mother should. Next to us, I could hear Millennia's moans and Emily's sweet giggles as she worked her forearm up her grandma's butthole. As Millennia was shaking from multiple anal orgasms, her massive sweaty breasts bounced and jiggled. Alan and his dad continued to double penetrate my butthole for a while I sucked on Joel's little dick. My father-in-law was behind me with his hands on my hips, giving me what felt like full shaft thrusts alongside his son's dick into my once tight butthole. All 4 of us were absolutely dripping with sweat.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm about to shoot a huge load of semen right up your asshole,
Jim said.
Same here,
Alan added.
You want 2 huge loads of jizz up your rectum, Abby?
My husband asked. I moaned, which translated to yes, and then, with one final double-tick thrust, both guys began shooting what felt like gallons of hot cum deep into my butthole at the same time. The excitement of having them ejaculate together in my asshole while I was sucking on my 8-year-old son's little dick just sent me over the edge, and a series of anal orgasms shook my sweaty body, causing my huge natural breasts to bounce and shake. And after Alan and his dad pumped my butt full of hot cum, we laid there in a sweaty pile. Joel pulled his little penis out of my mouth and went over and offered it to his grandma to suck while she enthusiastically took Emily's fist in her ass, and she quickly started to suck on his little cock. Jim started to pull his dick out, but I reached back and stopped him. Wait, stay for a bit. I love the feeling of you both leaving them in my ass, I told the duo, and Jim affectionately massaged my sweaty back, and my husband kissed me and fondled my huge, natural breasts as the three of us caught our breath while soaked with sweat.
I can't stay in here forever, Jim said. We didn't take any bathroom breaks since the flight, and I really have to piss.
Well, why don't you just piss all over me? I love golden showers, and so do the kids, I told my father-in-law.
I'd be happy to,
he said, and pulled his long dick out of my butthole, and I climbed off of my husband's as his penis slid out of my anus with a wet, sloppy sound. Warm cum was pouring out of my gaping butthole. Kids, Grandpa and Daddy are gonna pee all over me. Do you want some too? I asked the kids, who were still playing with Grandma. Emily pulled her arm out of her grandma's butthole, and she and Joel hurried over as we all got down on our knees in front of my husband and his dad. Oh, wait for me too, Melania said, almost out of breath after being anally impaled on her granddaughter's arm. She walked over while her huge, sweaty breasts bounced and jiggled. Melania and I and the kids were all in position in front of the guys with our mouths open when Jim let forth a huge stream of piss that first landed on my large, heavy breasts and started splashing all over. He sprayed his piss all over us, including on Grandma's huge boobs, into the kids' mouths, and all over our faces. After just a few seconds, Alan joined in with an equally powerful stream of urine right into my mouth, and I did my best to swallow every warm drop. The guys seemed to have so much piss, and they absolutely soaked the four of us as we gulped down every drop of hot urine that they sprayed right into our mouths. Oh, that was wonderful, guys. Thank you, Alan's mom said as she was rubbing her massive pee-soaked breasts. It sure was, I said after gulping down one last mouthful of warm piss. Tell Daddy and Grandpa thank you, kids.
Thank you,
the kids said while giggling, and they each started sucking on my huge piss-covered breasts. Melania leaned over and gave me a deep kiss that tasted strongly of urine. Delicious, I said as we moved apart. It's going to be so much fun having you two here for the next week.